This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Tom Brinkotter joins us from Brinkotter Realtors, brinkotter.com. Tom, good morning. We'll get to the blog post here in a couple of minutes, but tell me about this new free market analysis that you are encouraging people to sign up for homeowners everywhere. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, Brian, we have 60 agents here at Brinkotter Realtors, and, you know, we got to looking at the market, and over the past couple of years, since back going back to 2018, the average sales price in Macon County has risen up about 14%. Historically, our market has always been kind of a flat market, and we hadn't seen much appreciation, and now we're starting to see that. A lot of that's because of low inventory and low mortgage rates. But we're putting out there that you don't have to be ready to list your home today to have one of our agents come out. We'll do a free market analysis. We'll look at your home. We'll look at what the competition is, which isn't very much right now. We'll look at what the pending sales are. We'll look at what's sold in the last 6 months up to a year, and we'll give you an idea of what that home might sell for. That can give you, if you want to sell, it'll give you a potential sales price. If you're not ready to sell right now, it's going to tell you how much equity you might have built up in your home over the last couple of years.
All right, and so what is the easiest way for people to do that? Go to brinkotter.com, and you've got a graphic there where people can click through to send information to you so that you can do that.
Yeah, if you go to brinkotter.com, if you're on a computer, you just scroll down a little bit below the main picture. If you're on your mobile, same thing. There's a graphic there, and you just simply click on that graphic. We're going to ask you for a little bit of information, and one of our agents will contact you to set an appointment.
All right. That sounds like an incredible service to offer people. Particularly, in January, right, in some people's minds, not a great time to move. You worry about weather and all that. Maybe you're looking ahead to the spring, but this really gives you a great starting point.
Yeah, I mean, even if you do it now, Brian, real estate takes a little bit of time. The average days on the market is really low right now. It's like below 50 days on a month-to-month basis. It's been running in the mid-30 days for days on market. But when you get that contract, if somebody's getting a mortgage, it's going to take another 30 to 45 days to get that closed. So, you get the market analysis now. You get your home on February, March, right when the weather's beginning to change. You get a quick sale, and you're all set. And these market analysis there's no obligation and there's no cost. We will do these free of charge.
All right, go to brinkotter.com. Talk to me about the blog today, because now that we are officially in 2021, you guys took a look back on 2020, the state of real estate in Macon County.
Yeah, we did a little market summary last week on the show. We announced some of these numbers. We put a little blog post out there, kind of let you know what happened in 2020. And again, a link to that market analysis. I think it's really important for a homeowner to know what their home's worth, where they stand. If you bought a home in the last couple of years, you might have what's called PMI insurance, which is mortgage insurance for the lender. And when you get to an 80% loan to value, it's possible that, you can get that mortgage insurance removed from your mortgage, and that's going to save you some monthly costs.
All right, fascinating stuff. What do you predict for this year? I mean, I know we're only a few weeks into 2021, but what do you think it's going to look like?
Well, I don't see, I'm not an economist, and this is just kind of a personal opinion that this reading the market. I think 2021 is going to be a good year for real estate. I was on a webinar with the National Association of Realtors a couple of weeks ago, and they're predicting 8 to 12% growth in sales in 2021. And let's all hope that this holds, because it's a good market. There's very few homes on the market, as we've been saying for the last year. But homes are getting listed, Brian. They're just selling very quickly. So right now there's only about 200 homes for sale in Macon County in the MLS, and in the last 3 days there's been 59 listings.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. I do think this pandemic sort of made us all rethink our space, right, and realize that we want to have as close to perfect as we can and everything we want, and I think that's what's making people move so much this past year.
Yeah, I think people realize you're going to spend more time at home. I think even going in the future, I mean, we've seen a change in our business to go into more, remote with the 3D walkthroughs and everything. People are living on their computer, and they're even creating spaces in their home for their office and where their kids can go to school. And that's really affected even the remodel business. We've seen, I've talked to a lot of builders, and there's a lot of remodeling going on as well. So it's, you know, we're coming out of this, hopefully. We're in a new tier, and I think it's going to be strong in 2021. I really do.
All right, Tom, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. That free market analysis is available at brinkotter.com. Home values up 14% over the past 2 years. And even if you have just a minor inkling that maybe down the road a little bit you'd like to put your home up for sale, this is a great place to start. Go to brinkotter.com. You can also check out that blog, The State of Real Estate in Macon County 2020, really summarizes the conversation we had on air with Tom last week about just the trends and numbers. Tony's going to join us on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about a very specific house, Williamsburg Drive in Decatur, Illinois. Here is Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be sunny with a high of 26, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 14. For Saturday, increasing clouds with a high near 34 and chance of snow and freezing rain overnight. For Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 21 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:50.
Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed, or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
Hi, Brady Honda has some huge news for the new year.
5 years free financing from Honda. First time ever.
It's a new year. You need a new car. Get to Bob Brady Honda for 60 months free financing on a 2020 or 21 HRV, 2020 CRV and Ridgeline, or the 2021 Pilot.
Never before offered 0 for 60 from Honda.
Not looking to buy? Let Bob Brady Honda show you how easy it is to lease a brand new Honda. Lease a 2020 CRV EX all-wheel drive for just $239 a month, 36 months, $37.99 due at lease signing on a 10,000-mile per year lease.
You could even lease an Accord.
For a limited time, Bob Brady Honda can lease a 2021 Accord Sport 1.5T, the legendary Honda Accord, for a low $239 a month, $30.99 due at lease signing on a 10,000-mile per year lease.
First ever free financing and incredible lease deal.
For a limited time at Bob Brady Honda, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Looking around your law firm, it's hard not to be proud of what you've created. A respected brand with 20 associates who give their all every day. You have what it takes to go big. Everything except a plan. How will you expand your footprint or increase revenue? Lexicon makes it possible. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience helping law firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and maintaining client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/grow to learn more.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Now, Nick, you're straying a little out of the Motown area. I love the early Commodore stuff, but that's not exactly Motown.
Fair enough.
Not like there's not still plenty of great songs to choose from before we run out.
I know. I don't know. I stumbled on this one. I love it.
All right. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday, the Brinkotter Home Highlight. Tony Perino joins us this morning. Tony, how you doing? It feels like it's been forever since I've talked to you.
I know. Yeah, good morning. Good to talk with you. It's been quite a while. A lot has changed since the last time we talked.
Yeah. How's life?
Life is good. Well, we had some pretty difficult times during COVID, honestly, but also this past fall. We added a couple team members to our team. We got a baby girl. My girlfriend and I have a baby girl, and Ashley on our team has a baby boy. So,
congratulations. Well, that's great news.
Thank you.
All right, tell me. I'm not familiar with this street. I kind of feel like I know where it is because it's close to the country club, Williamsburg Drive, 4550. Where is this?
Yep. It does back up to. It's in that area of Powers Court neighborhood. Backs up to the country club of Decatur, pretty close to the lake too. But Brian, I got an update on this one. Our team worked hard through the night to get this ready for the home highlight, but then we had multiple offers last night and worked through all those. And this owner did a great job. They got a house out in the country, but then they worked through the list of stuff I told them to do, and they got multiple offers, and and we got it under contract already. So to Tom's point, these houses, when they're listed right, when they look good, they just aren't lasting.
Well, I'm bummed now. I thought this was a great house. No, I mean, I'm happy for the owner, happy for the new owner. But it's incredible. Yeah. Well, pick another property. Give me another address.
Well, Brian, I just thought I'd talk through, you know, just echoing what Tom was talking about doing the market analysis, and that's what we did here. This is a market analysis for this owner, last summer. So you don't have to be ready to sell right away, but have us in there to do a free market analysis. We'll give you a list of things we think you ought to do to get the house ready so that when you are ready, and that may be a year from now, we can get that listed and list it right and hopefully be in the same situation with multiple offers on day one.
All right, talk to me a little bit about, you're on the ground level. You know, let's use the example of last night. There's so few homes. It's not that they're, as Tom pointed out, not being listed. It's just they're selling so fast. And right now, you know, I know January isn't necessarily ideal, I think, in people's headspace about moving, you know, because of winter and everything. But you know, you've been doing this for a while now. I mean, it's pretty competitive out there. I mean, it's definitely an owner's market.
It absolutely is, and I guess I want to give a shout out to my girlfriend Alyssa for tolerating me being on the phone all the time and late into the night working on these offers. And because when you get multiple offers on day one, that can be a, you know, just a constant phone conversation with your sellers and other agents. And yeah, right now, if there's a good property, it doesn't last at all, and it's frustrating for buyers. But yeah, for it's good time for sellers for sure.
All right. Well, folks can check out Tony's listings at BrinkOtter.com. Congratulations on the new baby and the team and the growth. And we will talk to you soon, Tony. Have a great weekend. See, that's how fast, right? I mean, this link was sent to me, you know, late yesterday afternoon.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.